need it. I just wanna make some eardrums bleed. Heaven, duty, heavy duty, rock and roll.
Listening in Holbrook. I appreciate you. Please tune in every week.
You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, WUSB.FM on the World Wide Web, 107.3 FM on the campus at Stony Brook University. My name is Chris Phillips. Whoa, I can't say my own name. My name is Chris Phillips, and this is time for the end of radio. Hit it, Steve.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? In session tonight. Of our broadcast day. This is my farewell transmission. Signing off, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Anyone within the sound of my voice, this is the BBC World Service. Is this thing on? Can you hear me now? We've got 50,000 watts of power. I got my radio on. Out on Route 128 in the dark and golden. It's the sound of modern moonlight. Can you hear me now? It's the end of radio. And we miss it. Can you hear me now? We'll be right back. welcome to your top tab. And this one goes out to a special girl. But is it really broadcasting if there's no one there to receive? Tonight, it's the end of radio! Can you hear me now? This microphone turns sound into electricity. I wanna ionize the air! Said, not if you were the last man on earth. This is a test. If this had been a real emergency. Hey, hey! This is a real goddamn emergency! It's the end of radio! Is it really broadcasting if there's no one to receive and. Me and my favorite records. You could call it dead air. I think that's rude. Can you hear me now? To thank our sponsor, but there is no sponsor. Martina Navratilova could not get a sponsor. Martina Navratilova, your name is really fun to say. Martina Navratilova, I'll be your sponsor. I want to sponsor you, Martina Navratilova. Is this thing on?
You're going to hear more of me than you want to this evening, but it's for a very good reason. Here at WUSB Stony Brook, we are in our fundraising marathon we refer to as Radiothon. We're calling upon you, the listener.
Well, Bob's tuning. I can take a question.
Tell us. Well, that's not right. Stop that. Make that go away. It's like, where's it coming from? Oh, it's awful. All right, I think we've squared everything away. Steve Albini's still going in the background, but that's all right. He's earned that. He's earned that. All right, back to my original point. You're going to hear from me a little bit more than you'd care to this evening as we are in our fundraising marathon that we refer to around here as Radiothon. So please feel free. Don't feel free. You feel obligated to go to WUSB.fm and make a pledge of support. What does that mean? Money. It means money. We're a non-commercial radio station. We operate at the whim of the community. And we call upon you to help us out. Transmitter costs and all that good stuff. I don't get paid to do this. That seems to be an overall theme when people pitch. I don't get paid to do this. I've been doing this for 20 years. And if I keep doing this the way I'm going to be doing it, they're still not going to pay me. I don't know if that makes sense. Say, these days it seems like I'm doing it wrong. But please, go to WUSB.fm and pledge, 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 and pledge again. If you haven't pledged already, pledge again. We have gifts on the website for your pledge. I can't see it from here. Trust me, it's on there. You get t-shirts, hats, mugs, sweatshirts for those of you who are sweating. All sorts of good stuff so you can advertise WUSB. It's better than your body armor or whatever you're advertising. Advertise something good on your back or chest or wherever the logo is going to be. WUSB.fm. Click on pledge and keep this radio station going. In all seriousness, we appreciate those who have pledged already, but we need everybody to step up so we can hit our goal. Now let's get back into the music. You'll hear from me in probably another 15 minutes or so, and a little bit of what you should be expecting. This is fun. This is going to be a good one to say. Sherhabel Ahmed, the Ahmed I got right. The king of Sudanese jazz. I was listening to another broadcast, and they were talking about there was going to be a special on Sudanese tape, like cassette tape culture. And I was like, I need to hear that. Because I got ego issues. There's a person out there who knows more about Sudanese music than I do. I feel inadequate and have to cram everything. So we'll start with the basics. We'll start with what I know for now. The king of Sudanese jazz, Sherhabel Ahmed, here at the Fun 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
يا قمر ضوى دايما اتمنى دايما اتمنى تكون ليا وبس حتى كل الناس زي اتمنوا لما شفناك سامية في علاك لما شفناك سامية في علاك حبيناك 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 انت يا جميلة انت يا جميلة يلا يا حلوة هاي 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 انت يا جميلة يلا يا حلوة يا قمر ضوى يا قمر ضوى هاي ريحة وحنة أفراح أفراح تملى الدنيا دلو كدوب أجمل غنية دلو كدوب أجمل غنية دلو كدوب أجمل غنية وقلوبنا معاه وبتتمنى وقلوبنا معاها نشوان الدب وبتتمنى يوم الحنة جميلة لنا يا حلوة لك يا جميلة لنا يا حلوة يا قمر ضوى يا قمر ضوى يا قمر ضوى يا جميلة انت يا حلوة We'll be right back.
happening to him. Yeah, there are dolphins everywhere. Look out, look out. They're walking around the bed on the head. Clippity-cloppity. And look at microscopic birds, the technical effects there. It's really too much for me.
I have not the time to break the feature. I have been so bright. See things you don't make. You suddenly take your awful fright. What a sight.
Chase him away, chase him away. I'm the fake, need your head. Because it's all the rain.
Thank you. some things. We've died on lemonade and pigeon's wings. We'll set your shoes on fire and then your hair. We're kind of ugly, but we don't care. Scooby Dooby Dooby. And Mrs. Brown lives in the flat below. All our attentions we do bestow. The kind of neighbors that do things right. We'll bumble her with all our might.
Everybody's got to do something. You know, somebody laid down this rule that everybody's got to do something. They got to be something. You know, a dentist, a glider pilot, a narc, a janitor, a preacher, all that. Sometimes I just get tired of thinking of all the things that I don't want to do, all the things that I don't want to be, all the places that I don't want to go, like India, like get my teeth cleaned. Save the whale, all that. I don't understand that.
Metro Law is predictable and clear, but not here. Step into the mystery spot. You, sir, and you, ma'am. It's all inside.
Thank you.
WUSB.FM on the World Wide Web, 107.3 on the campus here at Stony Brook University. My name is Chris Phillips. This is the end of radio. We'll back announce, let you know what you've been listening to, and beg you for money. We finished up that set with Brave Combo, which was brought to my attention a couple hours ago by Mr. Edison. There's no apologies and music for moderns on Saturday mornings, yeah, starting at 2 o'clock. Fine. One of our best broadcasts, to be quite frank with you. Major influence on me when I first joined the station and continuing. Guy's got his thumb on the weird. And don't worry, if you're a weirdo, like, we got you. Like, I'm here for you. You know, I embrace that word. Next time somebody says you're a weirdo, effing right I am. Wherever I go, I'm looking for the other weirdos. Mr. Edison's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. There have been plenty of us over time who have kept the station going. And I'm glad to be part of their lineage. That was a Brave Combo. Where the hell did the playlist go? Polkas. Stuff all over the place. That was Mystery Spot Polka. Let's see if we can get this together. Because I was too busy mixing. Polkas for a Gloomy World. And that came out on Rounder Records. We were having the very brief discussion that I have yet to find polka that I dig. I know it's out there. I just hadn't found it yet. Mr. Edison just shot me a link and said, here. And I said, damn! And it was the Brave Combo. See, I've been listening the whole time, Bill. Man, I gotta close some of these windows. This is getting out of control. Prior to that, we heard the Lounge Lizards from Voice of Chunk. That was Tarantella. It was released on Strange and Beautiful Music, which is John Lurie's label for some time. I don't think it really exists in that kind of way anymore. I don't know, maybe he's got like CDs left over. I do know Mr. Lurie put everything up on Bandcamp, and I imagine you can stream it. Unfortunately, Lounge Lizards haven't toured since 1998. I was fortunate enough to catch one of their last shows at the second Knitting Factory when I was a young lad. What a wonderful thing. He has a show now, Painting with John, on it. Of all places, Homebox. Homebox Office. HBO. And it's a great show. Again, for weirdos. And if you've seen Painting with John and enjoyed Painting with John, I encourage you to go out and find Fishing with John. Which I would have to say I think I like better. And that's for weirdos as well. It was a show he did on Bravo, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a little thing. He had six episodes. Let's see, two with Dennis Hopper, one with Matt Dillon. I'm going back here. One with Tom Waits, one with Willem Dafoe. I'm missing one. Oh, crap. It's killing me. Well, you'll just have to go and find it. Oh, Jim Jarmusch. It's one of the best ones. Very strange show. A lot of fun. Very funny if you're, again, a weirdo. Like us. All right, back at it. Sun Ra and his Astro Infinity. Infinity Orchestra, just Sun Ra Orchestra, from a release called Pink Elephants on Parade, which just came out on Modern Harmonic. That was, of course, Pink Elephants on... Well, it wasn't of course, but it was Pink Elephants on Parade. Sharhabu Ahmed, the king of Sudanese jazz, it's the name of the recording, came out on Habibi Funk, which is a label that has been killing it. That was Kamar Dawa. Pick up a lot of fun. And Schlack, starting things off, we went a little different. Went with the End of Radio compilation version, which is recorded at my... I don't even know how to pronounce it. Maidaval? I don't know. Never heard anybody say it. BBC John Peel Memorial Broadcast. So you can hear in that he said John Peel was a hell of a man. And he was. He was one of the best of us DJs. If not, well, one of the best of us. Right. Anyhow, we're back and we're up to date. So please, I must remind you, go to WUSB.FM and pledge online. Help out this here radio station. If you want to let me know that you've pledged, I will be more than happy to thank you over the air. You can give a call at 631-632-6901 or 631-632-9872. Just pledge and let me know, and I will say thank you to you on the air. So one of the few times I will give a shout out. Many, many times over the years. But, hey, can I give a shout-out? I'm like, no. Why not? Get a radio show. But I will give you a shout-out if you pledged. Happily. What do we got queued up next? Oh, good heavens. I got a new Amboy Dukes thing, which is always fun, because for those not in the know, that was Ted Nugent's band, and that usually ruffles some feathers. I happen to be a bit of a fan of the Nuge. Not everything. Not even every song on the first album. But I am not a fan of the man's politics. But how good would it be? I mean, this came up in like conversation somewhere of Henry Rollins and the Nuge doing a show together where they just kind of like talk, like not like jerks, but like, you know, like, you know, Henry goes like, "All right, do you really mean that, or are you being just a D word?" And then they have a reasonable conversation because they're both very smart guys. Who can do that? I've heard Rollins say, he goes, "I've met Ted. He's a sharp dude. And he's not like all the nonsense he spews." So that would be a great show. I would tune into that. It would be on home box office. All right, let's get back at it. Again, go to WUSB.FM and pledge. Oh, I know what I was looking for. We'll get to that later. Hear something from the Hermit Kingdom. Never mind, we're gonna skip the Amboy Dukes, we'll go to the Hermit Kingdom, then we'll get to the Amboy Dukes a little bit later. I wanna mix it up. Motherland Megamix from a compilation called Radio Pyongyang, Kami Funk, and Agjit Pop from the Hermit Kingdom. Now I'm bouncing all over, a little too much coffee. Stay tuned. WUSB, Stony Brook.
Because 우리 군대의 신념이거니 국민은 이 신념 지니고
혁명의 수뇌부 결성이하리라. 위대한 김정일 장군님을 결성이하리라.
아, 김성일 동지님, 위대한 장군님께서 조선이 민군 최고 사령관으로 초대되신 다소 떨쓸 맞으며 용의의 김일성 훈장을 수여받은 피바닥 한단에서 준비한 12월 경축무대 경룡의 수뇌부 불사 옹렬이다 공연을 시작하겠습니다.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Please don't go. All right. Please don't go. Please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby. Please don't go. Well, you might not talk. You might not talk. You might not talk. Get the county farm. You hear the sheriff is on, baby. Please don't go.
previewing too much without paying attention. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, WUSB.FM on the World Wide Web, 107.3 on the campus here at Stony Brook University. My name is Chris Phillips. You are listening to The End of Radio. It's over. Be here till midnight tomorrow. Until then, a lot more weirdness. If you're a weirdo, we got you here. We finished up that set with Buddy Rich and A La Raca from a record called Rich A La Raca, reissued on Modern Harmonic. That was Kanda Kaffi, which I believe is a Ravi Shankar piece. I am correct. Street cred for another day. Prior to that, we heard the Amboy Dukes, Baby Please Don't Go, from the reissue of Journey to the Center of the Mind on Mainstream Records. It's a reissue. Reissue. Still counts as new. Actually, that's a great record. If you go check it out. Don't let Ted Nugent...